KCSB News, I am Lu Han. Since the start of the pandemic, the UCSB Economic Focus Project has organized a series of webinars discussing the local impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are pleased to invite Peter Rubert, the economics professor and leading organizer of the EFP project, to share with us some latest updates about local economic recovery.
Yeah, I'm Peter Rubert, professor of economics at University of California, Santa Barbara, and the executive director of the UCSB Economic Forecast Project that collects data and gets it out to the community so that policymakers, community members can make better decisions knowing the data that's out there. It's been around for about 39 years. It started back in 1981 with the help of Montecito Bank and Trust and Santa Barbara Bank and Trust back then. Now it's Union Bank. Union Bank was a founding member. Montecito Bank and Trust is right there.
What are the main topics that the Economic Forecast Project tracks and how are they doing right now, like regarding to COVID-19?
So we track, you know, employment data, we track financial data, housing market data. You're trying to understand more about tax revenue. We've started to think something called the Cannabis Project, where we were trying to get data out there about tax revenues, et cetera, on cannabis. As obviously everybody knows, that's become a big topic in the county. And many people were making decisions with very little data. And so now we're compiling data thanks to the help of the Gretler Foundation and Montecito Bank and Trust, who are helping support us on. So how are we doing? Well, slightly better than California as a whole. Our unemployment rate's a little bit lower than California as a whole, a little bit lower than the US. We've taken some very, very big hits in some of our important industries like leisure and hospitality. Retail sales, as many know, has been declining for a while in terms of employment. And now, seeing numbers like a 40 to 50% decline in employment when they shut everything down, it has started to come back a little bit as we start to open. Still, we're seeing lots of retail space, hotels, you know, they're still not quite fully open. It's been, you know, since March.
Cool. So do you also want to address if there is some sectors that's doing better than the others?
Well, there are. I mean, there are some, you know, I think with the closing of State Street to cars, it really enabled the population to get out and be a little more dispersed so that they're not crowding into each other. And I think in that space, many restaurants are doing just as well as they ever have been, some even better, I think. We now have more people heading down to State Street, which means, of course, that some of the restaurants who are not really on State Street in some of the busier areas, you know, they may be hurt a little bit, but, you know, I think places have started to do well where they have outdoor seating, obviously. Restaurants without outdoor seating have been, you know, pretty much hammered by the shutdowns. And a lot of the local gyms, things like that, are, you know, were open for a bit, then closed back. I think that some of the tech companies has done well. So, places like, GoToMeeting and LogMeIn, places like that are doing well. Some of the other industries, Salesforce, you know, those kind of things, not really locally, but are doing well. Procore, all these sort of tech type of companies that people are now relying more heavily on seem to be doing a little bit better.
Are these companies that you mentioned, they're kind of committing to the online remote working style?
That's correct. That's correct. So, you know, those companies that were better able to work online, and even before the pandemic, there were lots of companies who it was easier for them to get people to work online. They don't have to be involved day to day at the facility. But obviously, retail is not like that. Restaurants are not like that. So again, those places were heavily hit, not even close to coming back to where they were in terms of employment. So if we see the second wave, and we've started to see little upticks in cases over the last couple of days, you know, if that maintains, you know, and they keep closing things down throughout the rest of the year, I think we're gonna start to see some big hits to our community.
Sure. So knowing these updates, are some of these conclusions influencing the decision making on the county's economic policies?
Yeah, I think the answer is yes. I was lucky enough to be asked to be on the mayor's task force for reopening. And, you know, part of the things we were doing there was about 25 business owners, restaurateurs, various people. The mayor, of course, was on there. Paul Casey, Jason Harris, the new economic development person. And, you know, I think they listened very carefully to what businesses were saying and hopefully what I was saying, which was that, you know, as a public health organization, the county has to really be thinking about health in general. And just looking at pure COVID cases, to me, is just a small bit of what's going to happen if we have a continued economic decline. What I mean by that is that there are all these ancillary issues that come up when people have been out of work for a long time. They're poor, they're not paying rents. We saw a big uptick in calls to suicide hotlines, things like opioid abuse. All those things have been correlated over a long period of time, just not now, but there's research done that they have correlations with that and long-term unemployment. So I think that if we look more generally at what's going on in the county, I think trying to get businesses to open in a very safe way is the right thing to do. No one's saying that we should open up and we should sacrifice lives for economic conditions, but I think we can do both if we do it in a safe way. And I think the policymakers understand that. And as you may have noticed, a couple of weeks ago, they decided to make it possible to get tickets if you weren't wearing a mask when you're outdoors. And those are the kind of things I think that we have to be socially responsible for.
I have email. It's Chancellor Yang recently confirmed that the full instructions is mostly remote. And the school recommends students, especially the undergrads, to stay home to receive remote instruction. So there are about 20,000 undergrads at UCSB, which are a huge sector of consumers in the SB area. And most of them don't live locally. How do you consider these new instructions impacts on the recovery of the local businesses?
Yeah. Right. You know, you're right that the university is now, you know, pretty much remote, except for a few specialized areas where people need to congregate. And, you know, there still are, you know, a lot of people living in Isla Vista. It's not that they're not living in Isla Vista, but, you know, most of the foreign students were asked to stay home in their home country and not come back during the fall quarter. Obviously, it's going to be if we're talking about, 10 and 15,000 people not buying goods, in our community, that certainly is going to be a big hit. And, you know, City College, on the other hand, you know, a lot of people live closer, but, you know, not everybody lives in the city of Santa Barbara who goes to City College. So all those effects are going to be felt. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, that's going to last until maybe the winter quarter we reopen, but that's not even clear yet.
So last question from the student side, how could the students who are interested get involved help with the project?
Right. So the forecast project, we have many interns, anywhere between 5 and 8 a year. And if any students out there want to get involved, they should certainly contact Kenneth Freeland at the Economic Forecast Project. Just Googling UCSB Economic Forecast Project, you'll find us there. They can always send me an email. I'm easy to find in the department. And, you know, we're always looking for good people to help us understand the data. Again, you know, we thank all of our sponsors and the community for, you know, supporting us. We're an independent organization. The university supports us with some graduate students. But, you know, we're very, very fortunate to have a community that cares about these issues and supporting the data. So, you know, great thanks go out to all of them.
Okay, I think that's all for the interview today. So thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, Lou, thank you.
That's UCSB Economic Focus Project, Peter Rubert, for KCSB News.